Joined today by Jess Bennett, who's with Friends of the Mohican Tuck, and they have been on a number of times over, well, it seems like years, unfortunately, at this point, about the proposal for 240 housing units in North Troy, 1011 Second Avenue, one of the few remaining undeveloped land along the Hudson River, and also sacred land for the Mohican Tucks and others. So Jess, can you bring us, I know we're going to talk about trying to get the city to require a full environmental impact statement, but can you give people a quick overview? You know, why is this project so problematic?
Sure. Thanks, Mark, for having me on. So this project is problematic for a number of reasons. First off, just the environmental value of this land. This is sits at the very northern border of the city of Troy, which is one of the longer municipalities on the entire Hudson River, and that we have, I believe it is 6 bridges over the Hudson ahead of so much Hudson water line, makes us really stand out for the entire length of the river itself. And this is the very last undeveloped portion of the river. Everything else is seawall and housing development. And so there's a lot of environmental value to having undeveloped natural sea line. It acts as a sponge and really can help reduce pressure further down the river in the event of extreme weather and climate change. Additionally, this land at the very north end of Troy sits on a huge deposit of shale that has been used by indigenous peoples for thousands of years. It was a very active quarry site and is still very important to indigenous people today. The Stockbridge Munsee have hereditary ties to the land, as well as the Scaticoke First Nations. And this sits at the confluence, right where the Mohawk and the Hudson River come together. Across the river was very important Mohawk land, and Peoples Island also has a very long indigenous history. And that alone is something that we need to take really seriously in this city, because it is a National Historic Register eligible site. And just to put apartments on it just seems like a real tragedy.
Now, I was checking out both your Facebook page and your webpage. And I noticed that, you know, back in July, several dozen groups and individuals had submitted, I guess, a letter, you know, asking the city to require a full environmental impact, you know, statement on this particular project. And here it is mid-November. And apparently they still have not ruled on that issue. What's going on with the environmental review requirement?
You're totally correct, Mark. So back in, what the process that we're at in this potential proposed development site is that what has to take place now is called the SEQR review. SEQR stands for State Environmental Quality Review. And this is a tool that is unique to New York and really puts a lot of power in the hands of the community, both to protect people and our environment. And so the SEQR review has to be led by an agency, and the city council has voted themselves the lead agency. And what that means is they essentially lead the review. And if you think of it like a flow chart, where we are now is what we're waiting for is a determination of significance. Once the city council elects themselves a lead agency, they have about 20 days per the kind of SEQR timeline, if you will, to determine the significance. What the significance means is we're looking for a positive declaration or a negative declaration. Positive declaration, and this is the most important part of this process, and it's what we're waiting for, is just means that there is one potential environmental impact. If they were to say, determine that it's a negative declaration, we really would move on to site plan review. This land has so much environmental and cultural history that it really absolutely must be a positive declaration. And the letter that you're referring to, that we sent around in July, that was signed by about, I think 35 at this point, different environmental and cultural groups around the Hudson Valley, and even nationally, like Scenic Hudson, Sierra Club, Mohawk Hudson, River Keeper, League of Conservation Voters, Hudson Water, Clearwater Sloop. I mean, these are big names that all have proven track records of protecting the environment, and they have all come to the same conclusion that we have to have a positive declaration. And the letter that we sent to the city lists six different reasons that there needs to be a positive declaration. The DEC is also watching this process, and prior to any determination of significance, which as we understand is fairly unprecedented for the DEC at this point to reach out, they have already alerted the council to the presence of an imperiled mussel species that is known on this site. So it's our opinion that this needs to be a positive declaration so that these different things can be just studied further before stamping an approval for site plans and building. What this
okay.
means.
I'm going to try to get two questions in here. We got about four minutes left. So two-part question. One is, obviously, we just had city council elections. While the Democrats maintain a slight majority, individuals have changed. Does the election have any indication impact upon what the city's going to do in this? And also briefly, what is this presently zoned for? Apparently, it's not zoned for residential apartments of this nature. That's why they're seeking review.
That's correct. That's one of the many things they need to adjust. The city council, this isn't really a partisan issue yet. In the past, Democrats have voted against this project moving forward, and Republicans have voted for it, but it's not really a partisan issue. Council President Carmela Mantello is a Republican, but has voted against this. And she has a very strong record on the environment and has a lot of experience in the Hudson Valley Greenway. And so it remains to be seen yet how the city council changing over will affect this process. Ideally, it shouldn't make a difference, but we'll see. And you're absolutely right, Mark. This whole area that this land is in is single family. It's zoned R1 single family. And so what the developers require is a change to the zoning, which is not at all consistent with the comprehensive plan. And also on top of that, would need a variance for a higher density as well. So it's not even just a matter of changing the zoning itself. And I will tell you, Mark, I have spoken with every single person in this neighborhood that surrounds this land, and every single person is against it. They've come out to community meetings, they've written letters to the council, and there is not a single resident in this neighborhood that is for this project moving forward.
Okay, 2 minutes to go. So another double part question, is any group, Nature Conservancy, whatever, looking to possibly buy this land? And the second part is, I know previously people suggested, hey, there's that old Price Chopper site there on, River Street by the bridge. Why don't they put the apartments there if they're looking for a place to develop?
I have asked that question myself a number of times. My understanding is that the owners of the Price Chopper site want to explore redeveloping it on their own. But, the city has a lot of leverage here. There have been land swaps facilitated by the city before. And there are ways that the city can incentivize different areas to be developed if we were able to preserve this land here, the sacred forest. And because of the nature of the way these different land conservancy groups work, they can't publicly say, we want this land, especially since it's not currently for sale. But we have at least four different land preservation groups, both regionally and statewide, that have all said, should the opportunity become available for us to purchase the land, we will commit funds. We absolutely are behind this land being preserved. So there's a lot of heavy hitters in the region environmentally that are all really interested in putting this important land in preservation and conservation.
30 seconds to go. People want more information. What can they do at this point to be involved?
Sure. You can sign up at our website, which is save1011.org. We are also on social media at Friends of the Mohican Tuck on Instagram, as well as Facebook by the same name. And, in the future, the city council will have a meeting pretty soon. We don't have a date, and we're going to need the community to come out to show up in numbers and let them know that we, as a community, are against the development of the last forest on the Hudson River.
Jess Bennett, Friends of the Mohegan Talk. This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.